Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Hi, it's me, Ben.
And it's me, Abba.
And you're listening to Nostalgic. Hi, Abba.
Hey.
Guess what?
What?
I've decided something.
What is it?
This summer, I'm going to grow my hair out long.
I think it's so cutey on you. I think it looks so good.
I finally decided because I complain about my hair a lot and I complain it to anyone who will listen. And finally, I was like, if I don't want to go to a barbershop space even, period, even if there wasn't a pandemic. And now that, like, I kind of have a reason to just never get my hair cut, I'm like, I could just ride that wave. And no one's going to look at my hair and be like, Ben, like, really? That's a bad choice. Because they're going to be like, oh, they'll understand. Like, we're in a pandemic. He's just not getting his hair cut.
And I think it's very, like, when your hair is like this, I'm like, oh, my God. That guy listens to Home Shake.
And you know, there, like, was a Abba, there was a period when I did.
Do you still listen?
Not that long ago. I mean, no. But I will say, like, if I don't seek them out, but if I hear Home Shake, I'll probably, like, my ears will perk up and I'll be like, oh, nice.
We're going to get him on the pod.
We really should.
We have to. I love him.
I do. Peter Sagan. They're the, what was the last, I forgot what it's called, but the orange out, the orangey. The
album that's orange. It has just like my,
yes.
Nothing could be better. I can't remember.
Yes, and it's that album I really liked. And I listened to that when I was living in Montreal. And I remember just, like, sitting on fire escapes, listening to that, feeling like probably smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. Okay, have you watched... Ooh, have you watched Erwan's Basement?
No.
You need to watch Erwan's Basement. Okay, they all pull up wearing t-shirts of, like, various, like, R&B girls. Like, someone has, like, Sade. Someone's wearing, like, Tony Braxton. God. Another person's wearing, like, Aaliyah. Like, They start off with this Whitney Houston sample. The sample of her going, ooh, and they like chop it a bit. And then they go into their set and it's so good. I love it.
Oh my God.
But I'm also just being a loser. I'm being a loser.
Being a loser. I'm depraved for like real music and culture these days. Like I'm in like a slump.
I know.
And then, I think I am. That's really vulnerable to admit.
Well, this realizing. Is the thing, Ben. We need to acknowledge this. This is a serious thing that we need to acknowledge because this.
Yes. Okay.
A friend, Jake Martin. Yes. That's his name.
Yes.
Informed me that once you turn 25, if you don't keep listening to new music, you regress. God. You just listen to all the shit that you used to listen to as a kid. And then you become one of those winos. One of those weirdos who's like, you don't understand. Britney Spears is better than da 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 da. And then you're just an old person.
I love that man who loves Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm. Shut up. That's the only pop girl I'll stand.
Someone's playing Grimes. He kicks the boombox. Turn the shit off. Well, like it just. I feel like I'm also at a point where to find new music almost feels like a chore. It feels like work to do. And it's like, we're living in a pandemic. It's like, I just want stuff that makes me feel safe and loved and comfortable.
Exactly. No, I completely agree. Safe and loved and comfortable. That's why I've been listening to Fetch the Bolt Cutters.
No.
Yes.
Really? I'm scared to revisit just because there was a month where that was all I listened to.
And I'd go on walks all along the West End, honey.
I'd go for walks in the Don Valley. Blast Shamika on a loop. I must have looked deranged. They're truly like trudging through like a path.
I used to walk.
It's so good. Sometimes I would have dreams of choreographing a stunning dance to that song. Oh my God,
I think you should.
With like all my friends, like, oh my... Imagine this.
Yeah.
Picture this. Okay. Comedy bar main stage. Uh-huh. I choreograph a dance of all comedians dancing.
Okay.
To Shamika.
Yes. Which comedians are you choosing?
It starts off with a solo of Brandon.
Okay.
And people just think it's Brandon, Ash Mama dancing. But then people start trickling in. People you didn't expect. Like Alex Kalanko's in on it.
Oh, yeah.
Adonis is on it. Voguing solo.
Yeah.
And then it's me. And then people are coming into the audience. People are dizzy. People are scared. And then people in the audience who like are comedians and like they're just there like, to enjoy the show, seemingly. But then they pop up and they're in the dance too.
Wow,
that's my favorite.
You love a flash dance. I also love how I'm not involved in that choreography.
No, but this is a nostalgic affair.
Oh, okay.
This is a nostalgic affair. And then you're at the end. Me covering my ass.
You're so good at covering your ass. You're so good.
Like, you're at the end, and guess what? And then your face is on the poster as well.
Oh, okay, yeah. Shut the fuck up.
It's Abba Amaquando presents Fetch the Bolt Cutters. A dance spectacular.
Oh my God, you know who's spectacular?
Our guest.
You've seen him on TikTok, Twitter.
Okay.
Instagram.
Yes.
I'm Chris Wilson. That's I like immigrant. M like Molly. C like cake. H like house. R like resin. And you know the rest.
R like resin. Yes. Oh my God. You've seen our guest on 22 Minutes, which I know another very special soul who's on that show. I know.
Great time. Oh, and we're gonna hear lots of fun.
We better hear about it. You've also seen our guest on the Second City main stage.
Absolutely.
Great, funny, sketch, improvised comedian.
Mm-hmm.
All around the city, all around the world, probably, at this point.
Actually.
In his life.
Yeah.
Please welcome to your goddamn ears.
Wait.
Oh, no.
His podcast.
Oh, his podcast.
His podcast sister.
Oh, my God. His podcast sister.
He has a podcast on the Sonar Network called This Time It's Different.
With Peter and Chris.
Peter and Chris in the morning.
Peter and Ben and Abba in the morning.
And the morning.
It works.
Yeah.
Same syllable count.
Yes. And you should check out that podcast. And please, welcome to your
stupid little ears.
Okay.
Stinky. And stinky.
Chris Wilson.
Hello.
Woo. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it is my pleasure. It's pleasure mine.
Goodness. Oh, nice.
This is a colleague work party staff function.
Yes, yeah. This is the after party right now. This is the wrap mm-hmm. party.
This is the wrap party.
We didn't get a wrap party. We didn't get a wrap party because of you know, COVID. Well, I guess we all sort of went to this one restaurant.
This one restaurant. But it wasn't as fun as it could have been.
Well, because you couldn't sit with anybody else but the three people around you. Because you're exactly. You're stuck at your table. You can't wander.
Oh, exactly. No, and that's the fun part of going out with a big group is the bouncing from
tables. Exactly. There's no butterflying. You couldn't do it.
Yeah, and then there was no dancing. There were no tearful drunk goodbyes.
Nothing. Oh my God. None of that.
Was there at least kind of like a thing of like you to another friend? You're like, you want to go for a cigarette? And then like that's kind of your excursion with that person or no?
Not to brag, I kind of had that moment with Susan Kent.
Yeah, I watched you go off with, and I was like, that's awesome. That's so cool. That's gonna be a good conversation, I bet.
No way, I bet it was.
And then I just tried to get the server's eye contact so I could get another drink because he was, you know. We overwhelmed him.
We just
arrived like 30 strong on this guy, and he was shaken to his core.
He was shaken.
What day of the week was it?
Oh, it was a cool Tuesday. Monday night.
Or Monday, yeah.
Oh my God, so to him this was his chill night. My God, you gave him the shock of his life. He was probably getting ready for that shift being like, oh, it's Monday. I can be on my phone, play my music, bring your laptop, literally take a long break. No. But I bet y'all were great tippers.
Oh, we all tipped well, I hope.
That's the thing.
I hope.
I know.
I hope.
Of course.
We did.
Exactly.
But also, I think the energy of, I'm sure lots of comedian energy as well. I mean, that might have, you might as well round that up to 60 people instead of 30.
Exactly.
In terms of personality.
And the fact that the speed at which we're down in those pints as well.
Oh, it was just a bit much. It was a mess. It was a lot.
I love that. Server's going to come out with like a riveting autobiography about that night. He'd be like, when 22 minutes lasted a night. I'm actually a genius.
Are you gonna write a tell-all article?
We're gonna give me the name of the restaurant. I'm gonna track him down. I'm gonna ghostwrite it for him. I think it's better PR-wise if it's him. That's like cute. It's like a tell-all, like his POV.
Oh yeah.
I don't mind taking the back seat as a ghostwriter, but if I get that check, that's fine.
And that's what's gonna happen.
And if you're listening.
I'm sure
little
he
boy,
listens. Yeah.
Absolutely,
hit me up.
Yeah,
you better after he's that night. He knows. Everybody. He became obsessed.
He knows the podcast of every cast member and featured. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everybody has one.
Trent's gonna feature him on his.
Trent
podcast.
Does have one, right?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Have you had him on this?
Not yet.
You
got to
get Trent on because he'd talk about.
Who would he do? The Truths, maybe.
Oh yeah, it would be like. I mean, I feel like I don't want to make fun of it because we're about to talk about like Our Lady Peace. So I can't. I was about to say what his music taste might be, but you know what? I'm going to hold it because I've brought Our Lady Peace.
Can you please give us an introduction to this band?
Yes. What's your, like, what is Our Lady Peace?
Our Lady Peace, to me, was a lot of things. When I think of Our Lady Peace, I am whooshed back to grade 7. let me set the scene for you.
Okay.
Oh,
Bayside
gorgeous.
Middle School, Victoria, Bayside. British Columbia. Bayside Middle School, they let us name it.
And
like the student
that's
body
the BC
did a
thing I've
vote
ever heard.
And we named it Bayside because Saved by the Bell was popular and it was Bayside.
That is so funny, Chris.
It just so it's a very
that's
much
hilarious.
Like a why the Toronto Raptors are the Raptors. It's just like Jurassic Park was popular at the time. And so Bayside Middle School, it is in Brentwood Bay, so it is like okay. It was like
okay.
The kids were like, we want to call it Bayside. And the teachers were like, you know, we could. Okay, so here we are at Bayside, and I'm in grade 7 in Mrs. Cameron's class.
Okay.
Ms. Cameron.
Ms. Cameron. She listens.
And I've brought my Walkman to school for the first time, and I have the first CD that I bought with my own money was Our Lady Peace's Clumsy. And I just remember passing my headphones around so everybody could listen to Clumsy, because it was on the radio, but there's no, this is the, you know, this wasn't just like load up your phone and
there
was
Clumsy. An instant play. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This was the instant play, and yeah, I had it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it felt like a moment of like me being like feeling like I was popular in the grade. Very much a wallflower all throughout like middle school, like just like sticking to myself. I had friends, but I wasn't popular. But this was a moment where I was like, yeah this is it. This is it.
That's huge social currency at the time.
It was.
Yeah.
And I mean, I bought Our Lady Peace, and I bought Eminem Marshall Mathers LP in one outing.
Wow.
You know, oh my God. Well, we used to have a place called A&B Sound. I don't know if A&B Sound made it out what east.
I'm not sure. No. I don't think so.
And it's not around anymore at all, but they had sales very similar to like HMV, where it's just you better get, you're going to get two CDs, because it's going to be two for 25.
Yeah,
so.
It's worth it.
So all my hard-earned allowance money, I paid in Canadian $2 bills.
No. Oh, my God.
I remember doing that.
That's gorgeous. That's gorgeous imagery.
That's adorable. Oh, my God.
Canadian $2 bills? What do they even look like?
Just a bunch of yellows.
Just a bunch of yellow?
They're yellow. They have two birds on the back.
No.
I looked up the Canadian $1,000 bill, which absolutely isn't in circulation, but it is very similar looking.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine if maybe you accidentally gave away a $1,000 bill.
I was just going to say.
Some little shy grade 7 boy. Did you give me a $1,000 bill away?
The cashier's like, okay, idiot.
Yeah.
But also to be the kid who brings a Walkman was huge, because like I remember even as a kid, like, if you like got like the first variation of like the iPod Nano or even like the iPod Shuffle, it was like, it was bananas. And like even just to hold it and like, oh my God, God forbid, get an earbud.
Oh,
that's
my
like
God.
Huge. And you were like Santa Claus, like just giving that away for free. Like that's there gorgeous.
And I could sing that album. Like if I think I could do it front to back, like every song.
Begging us to ask you to sing it. You're begging us?
I guess I am.
Can you actually, can you sing a little bit for us?
Can you sing a little bit?
Oh my God. Our Lady Peace song.
Name the Our Lady Peace song.
Oh, I love
this. Okay, let me look at my list here. Let's go with, okay, you mentioned Clumsy, the album. So let's go with, oh God, let's go with Superman's Dead.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And I'll do a Rain Maida impression too, because I definitely.
Oh, fuck. Wow.
I definitely tried to and worked on it all my life.
Love? Okay, let's hear it.
Oh my God. I'm excited.
Sorry.
No, of course. Take your time.
Here we go. Do you worry that you're not liked? How long till you break? You're happy because you smile. But how much can you fake? An ordinary boy, an ordinary name. But ordinary, yes, I'm good enough today. And that's it. Oh yeah, but yeah, Superman's dead. Yeah, there it is. Oh, that reminded me of a bit that I used to do.
That's incredible.
I used to do like a 20-second sketch that's called Rain Maida Sings the Alphabet.
Okay, do it.
I'll do it really quick.
Oh, my God.
So it's like,
please.
I'm going to sing the exact same tune that I just did, but A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, E, Q, R, S, N, T, U, N, V, W, X, and Y, E, I, E, I, E, yeah. And then Z.
Why did you
write that
as a sketch?
That's good.
Did you ever submit that as a sketch?
You should.
No, I should have.
You should have.
That's perfect. 22 minutes fodder.
That's
exactly what they want.
That's exactly what they want.
CanCon. mm-hmm. old ass references. Just
like... Men in probably leather jackets and bootcut jeans.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my god. Yeah. Whenever you say leather jacket in 22 minutes, I'm just reminded of that Jordan Foisey picture that broke the internet.
Oh my god. Everyone's been talking to me about Jordan Foisey. Why is that? Why does everyone have a crush on Jordan?
Because he's hot, Abba.
Oh my goodness, stop.
He's got a sex appeal. He's got a cool vibe to him.
He is cool. Yeah. Jordan is very cool. Is.
It feels like he can, we just come to him. We do, he can talk about anything.
That's
and
true.
It's funny.
Wow.
He can talk about anything.
Oh my God. That's beautiful.
We went and watched him live when we were in Halifax.
Yeah.
Which is the first time I'd been to a live show in like a year.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. What was that like?
It was the best. Fun. I mean, we got sat right at the front.
Right at the front. It was crazy. I was like, yo, you hate us.
Yeah. So sitting there in front of Jordan Foisey.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I miss seeing live shows. That's a bummer.
That was a nice part.
But Chris, you have a stunning impression of Our Lady Peace. Have you ever reached out? Like, have you ever filmed it? Tweet, like, they would. The thing is, if you filmed that and tweeted them, like, they would see it.
They would see it and they would.
Like, they don't have a ton going on.
Right. That's a good point. I'm going to film that today after this. And
really?
We'll, with the launch of this podcast, we'll launch it all.
Together. I love it.
Together.
It'll
as a companion piece.
In we'll, tandem. Little,
in yeah. tandem. We'll get him looking at his eyes on this podcast as well. Because that, what else is he doing?
I don't know. Nobody knows.
Oh my God.
But no. You were that kid bringing the Walkman, showing Our Lady Peace. Were you like, were you out and proud about your incredible, you said you were working on this impression for years. Were you like, were you obsessed? Like, did you get into them like hardcore?
I was pretty hardcore. I mean, yeah, I feel like in you, there comes a point when you sort of like glom on to a band and that's mm-hmm. your full identity and you
yes.
wrap everything around it.
Yes.
So in middle school, I was like, yes, I like Our Lady Peace. I've got an Our Lady Peace t-shirt. Yes. I've got all the albums and they're all like everything that they've done. I pretty much had. And then high school hit. And I just like flipped that energy to the Foo Fighters.
Okay.
It was the exact same thing, but with Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters.
Yes.
Which is
that transition makes sense. That makes sense to me.
Yeah,
I can see that evolution. I feel like it was cooler to be into the Foo Fighters than like CanCon at that. Like I got into high school and I was like, okay, Finger 11 is dead. It's all about Foo Fighters.
Finger 11, that's right.
Finger 11's dead.
No, I went to a great, one of my favorite concerts was a Foo Fighters Red Hot Chili Peppers concert, which was like the mashup of my life.
Of the century.
Oh,
that's amazing. Oh my God.
It was truly the best. And then I did go to an Our Lady Peace concert and it was in Victoria and we had like these nosebleed section sort of... But it wasn't a big arena anyway, so it's not like we were that far away. But I just remember realizing that I didn't like not being on the floor.
Yeah.
It was one of the first concerts that I went to where we just sat and watched. And I was like, this is different.
Yeah.
It sucks.
And we didn't have that many people around us. Everybody else was on the floor, and I just wanted the cheap tickets. So there's that memory.
I remember, I truly know exactly that feeling of like, because I feel like, especially growing up in Toronto, that like I'd either go to like my friend's like rinky dinky basement show, like somewhere like on Dundas. And like that was like, there was nowhere but the floor because it was just a small room. But the energy was great because like you're all moshing, all dancing, you're all being crazy. And then going to see bands that I was actually excited to see and actually like spent money on. But just like only being able to kind of stand or sit and watch like all the action happen so far away made me feel sad. And also wishing that I had more money to spend on a better ticket.
Well, it's the worst kind of FOMO because it's like you're actually there. You're experiencing it, but you're missing out on actually experiencing it well. Like when I went to see Valerie June, we got there super early. We could have been in the front, but for some reason we opted for like the top section of the opera. Is it the Opera House? What's that venue that's next to Otto's Beer Hall?
Oh. I don't remember.
I don't know, but it's nice.
I don't remember what venues' names are. But I see the Allura balcony.
No.
Yeah,
but none of them exist anymore. Information is gone from my brain now. The names of venues? Venues? See, we don't need it right now.
They don't exist. It was the Great Hall. It was the Great Hall.
Oh, yeah.
I love that venue. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And for some reason, we chose to sit on the balcony, and I was like, why the fuck are we here? Why did we do this? Like, we could have been right in her face. You know? Yeah. I feel like that's the only way to experience a show.
I know why you thought that. I'm gonna be a psychiatrist again.
Yeah, honey.
Because we're taught that the balcony, that's fancy, that's wealth, that's status, that's because you're higher up.
Yes.
And then in the movies and culture, they're always showing those little balconies. And we think, oh, well, that's opulence. That's where you want to be. But no, where you want to be is like on the ground.
Yes, you want to see
dirt
the
in
show.
The dirt with everybody dirt else.
Exactly. I'm on shrooms right now. Oh, like, you want to be on the ground.
Sweating against each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
when I
totally.
Went to see Tyler, the Creator, my friend, the only reason I went to see him was because my friend's work buddy gave her the box seats. And I was like, this is not rich people behavior. Because I know that rich people get box seats all the time. Not worth it. Not worth it.
No.
I don't want to watch the audience mosh. But I get why they get those seats.
You get beer and you got your food.
It's, yeah.
I had a friend whose dad had a box, his company had a box seat in Victoria, and we could go to any concert that we wanted to, basically, if we were in the box seat. So I saw some cool concerts, but then also really bad, like Nickelback was offered, and we're like, yeah, we're gonna go.
Oh,
like,
my God,
we're gonna watch incredible. It. It's free.
You're gonna watch
free
it.
Free food and alcohol. And yeah, I mean, you're watching a Nickelback concert, and then you're like, Everybody knows every word to every song. And we all do. The world knows every word.
Chris, thank you. I've been saying we know every single Nickelback song because there was a time when Nickelback was on repeat on every single radio station. Like,
there was like some fact when How You Remind Me came out that was like, there isn't a second in the day where it isn't playing. And in fact, it was like, it's just overlapping with itself, and there's no time when that song isn't playing in the entirety of the world.
I believe it. I believe that's it. Incredible. I know every single word to that song.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good song, and I don't know. It felt like we really turned on them so quickly.
Well,
I feel
rightfully
like there
so.
Was rightfully so. But, like, it's like, and I've always said this, like, what it must feel like to be an earnest Nickelback fan and to have the world tell you that what you love is so stupid. And it does now, like, I bet the people who do go to a Nickelback concert, like, they know that they're going to be targeted, so they must really love it. They must really love it.
I will tell you, the amount of pyrotechnics at a Nickelback concert is quite a bit. There
That's
is
insane.
A lot of fire. And
that
it's
is insane.
Pretty cool. And then I remember Chad That's Kroger so... being like, anybody got a joint out there? And then people were like, woo! And he's like, light that fucker up! And this was like, I can just, that little second of that concert plays in my mind a lot.
Light that fucker up! Light that fucker up!
I officially, I love Nickelback
That's
now.
That's really fucking funny.
Biggest Nickelback fan.
Well, way before it was legal.
Oh my God, light that fucker up.
Yeah. Another little snippet of a like, I went to a Prince concert, which was one of the best stadium concerts. This was truly the best sit-down one that I've been at.
You went to see Prince? That's crazy.
Yeah, right before I moved to Toronto. So like in 2012, maybe? 2013.
Oh, one of his last shows then. Wow.
And the whole stage was his symbol.
Yeah.
And the section where the piano was, like, raises up to the balcony. So all of a sudden you're in the upper nosebleeds and you've got a way better view of
Prince.
You got something
else
that nobody else gets.
Oh, that's amazing.
Just for being up there. That felt cool to be up there. But the way that Prince introduced himself, like, before he even came on stage, he was like, you could just hear him over the microphone and he was like, are y'all ready for me? Who's ready for me?
Oh my God.
I was like, that's the best
I'm sorry.
Thing I've ever heard.
That is so good. Are y'all ready for me? Who's ready for me?
Someone on Prince's team is like, we can do that for you. Like, someone can bring you on. He's like, no,
it has to be me.
I will.
I know exactly what I want to
know if they're ready.
I know exactly. That is
ready
so...
for me.
It's perfect. Oh my God. And to say that and have it being met with like a stadium of cheering and applause.
Oh, God, we went nuts.
Oh,
God.
And I will say that we stayed around so long after the concert ended, like, all the lights kept coming up, and then the advertisement lights in the stadium would shift to a different ad, so the lights would change, and then everybody would go nuts again because it felt like
Prince was coming.
The lights were changing; he's coming back out. But no, it was just like every 30 seconds or so, and then it was like 15, 20 minutes. And people weren't leaving.
Wow! Never waited so long. Come back.
And then he came back out, and he was like, "I'm trying to go home." And he played a bunch more songs.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, that is so cool.
I love that. I love that so much.
Oh my God, that makes me miss concerts so much. Like, Chris, I'm not kidding you. More so ever in the pandemic, am I like, I want to go to a concert tonight. Like,
I know.
Let's go.
I would love to.
That is so incredible. Wow. Oh my God, how many songs did he play after?
I can't remember the exact number, but it was worth another little concert.
That
it was just
cool.
Him on the piano. It wasn't like
the
band,
that's
so it was
amazing.
Actually
But that's special.
Really cool.
That's special.
Yeah. That's amazing. Special. Oh, my God. Love that.
Oh my God.
You went to a lot of concerts in Victoria.
Yeah.
So that I'm dragging Victoria.
Well, no,
but
the Prince one was in Vancouver.
In Vancouver.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, Victoria was my time when I lived there. There's nothing else to do. Like,
but
it's
to see
a
shows.
Fun town.
Yeah.
But it is sort of a university town. But that's where I went and watched all of the most concerts I've ever seen, really.
Huh, that's nice. I think it's nice to live in a city where concerts are always happening. That's why I moved to Toronto. I was like, I'm tired of taking the GO train to see Vince Staples.
Yeah. The GO train.
But paint us a picture of what, so you kind of already talked about like what you were like as a kid in grade 7, kind of like this wallflower. But do you feel like Our Lady of Peace affected your personality in any way, like aesthetically, even just like, I don't know. I remember when I used to listen to like bands like Hinder.
No.
I was like, I want to smoke cigarettes.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. I mean, other than like the t-shirts, I wore like one of those, because Rain Maida had one of those like straps, with the big thick watch strap things.
Big
like that.
Oh my God.
The big leather ones. So I had one of those. And then like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's definitely commitment. The chunky leather is like,
I had that too. I had chunky leather.
Chunky leather.
I thought it was the coolest thing.
Me,
I thought
me
I looked
too.
Really awesome in it.
Yeah.
And maybe
no,
I did.
No, of course. You did. I'm telling you right now, Chris, you did. You did, especially at that time. Like, that's the hottest thing you could do. You're alt, you're subversive, you're probably a little bit freaky. Like, it's just all that stuff. I'm obsessed.
Yeah,
I was
that
too
was
scared
my,
to wear that.
Skate. The skateboard phase.
Were you
baggy jeans, big globe brand shoes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Wow.
But I wasn't a skater, no. I just hung out with skaters. I was not a skater. Oh, I said it so proper.
That is so
But I was not a skater.
That's incredible. I truly, because skate culture to me, it's all about that skateboard. But now that I look back, I'm like, not every one of those boys was carrying a skateboard.
No, we all knew the cool kid that skateboarded, and we hung out with him. That was, you know.
What was about him that drew you to him?
Well, he, in BC, and like, a lot of my cousins were into skateboarding too. And the thing that made you cool was if you were sponsored. If you had like a Burton sponsorship. I mean, that's a snowboard company. But if you were sponsored, it was sweet. These guys would smash their boards. It didn't matter.
Because they were going to get another one.
They would get another one.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
so, like,
that
these were,
is
like,
cool.
There were, like, mini Ryan Shecklers in your, like...
It's such a weird thing that these small skateboarding companies and skateboard shops used to do. Maybe they still do it. But, like, they were high school kids. And, like, so this skateboard shop would sponsor you because you're going to go with your friends and just talk about it, basically.
Oh, okay. I get
you
what
have
you're
an, a level of skill that got you it. So you do look good skateboarding, but they're not like competing. None of these guys were competing. They were just popular.
Yeah. That's really interesting.
Oh my God.
I remember like watching like Ryan Sheckler's reality show, and he was sponsored by fucking everybody, but he was like competing in things. Like he was friends with Tony Hawk. It made sense. I didn't know these little bitty skaters were getting sponsorships just for wearing DC shoes.
Yeah. Like, my cousin had a sponsorship and we thought it was the coolest thing. And he was very good at skateboarding, but he wasn't anything other than like our cousin. Like,
was just... that was his title? Chris's cousin.
Cousin Jeff.
That is very funny.
I don't think he competed at all. He was just popular in high school.
That is very funny. Oh my God. Well, I guess that makes sense. It feels like that's kind of like Instagram before Instagram. Like, let's give these kind of nobodies.
Oh, good call.
Who look good doing this thing that we sponsor. Let's give them.
Yeah, because now skaters on Instagram literally got like flown out.
Oh my God.
To like not even compete, but it's like just to go like skate in like Barcelona and like post about it, and like we'll pay for it.
The only skater I still stand is Tony Hawk. I will never understand Tony Hawk. He's so cool. I love him.
He is cool, and he gets more kind of like cool and hot as he ages, because now it's like, oh, you're old and you still skateboard? Like,
oh yeah,
okay.
And he's been doing a lot of like tricks for the last time. Like, he'll be like, okay, this is like the last time I'm ever gonna do like this incredibly hard trick, and then he'll do like a video montage of all the times he tried it, and then when he like completed it, and then he'll be like, bye, never doing it again. I really stand. I love that.
That is, there's something trying, so, you know, poetic. Trial and error.
Yeah. I love that.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. But anyways, let's talk about Our Lady Peace some more. So like, what is your favorite song? I need to know, and why.
I would say my go-to song, and it is a karaoke song that I would go and do. So like, is Clumsy. It's definitely
iconic.
It's definitely Clumsy because it has the chorus that is kind of the biggest. It's the biggest build. Everybody knows it. I had one really great time singing that song at karaoke, and I've been chasing that feeling ever since. Like, you know, one of those times when I feel like a superpower would be to be able to scan the room and go, here's the song, the common denominator song of everybody that would make everybody in this room lose their shit. What is it? It's not necessarily the most popular of the time. I think for that moment and that time, I picked Our Lady Peace, Clumsy, and everybody was singing along in the bar. That's like strangers. That's like one of those, you know, at the Monarch Tavern. Great venue.
Of course.
Thursday night karaoke. We hope it comes back.
Iconic.
I'm so sad we didn't get to go to karaoke because we were too busy. What were we even doing? We were eating?
We were just like classic stuck at the first venue, the first restaurant.
Yeah, it was really shitty because I'm sure it's only Halifax that has karaoke bars open.
We had the opportunity to karaoke.
Oh, and I'm mad at you both.
I know.
I want to go to karaoke.
I think it was, honestly, if we can slam Jordan Foisey for a second.
It was Jordan's fault.
He didn't want to go.
He said, no, let's just stay here. Because he was having fun drinking. That's why.
As if you can't drink and talk at the karaoke place.
No, he wanted to just talk. We were having deep
talk.
That makes Jordan
so much hotter to me that he had that Dom. That Dom energy. No, we're staying. We're staying.
I can't believe we're talking about Jordan right now. It's crazy. This feels depraved.
I have a karaoke question for you, Chris. Do you prefer, because I don't like karaoke when it's like, where it's kind of like an open concept karaoke, if you will, where like the whole room is. I like when you get a room with your friends and then you jam out that way. What is your karaoke
really like
story?
I was a karaoke connoisseur for before this all happened. I was like,
of course,
like going like twice a week, really.
Oh,
Monarch,
my God.
Monarch was a regular place.
Totally.
Because it's just down the street from where I live, and it's on Thursday, so it was often just a fun time. And then, I would meet around... Chris Sandiford is also a connoisseur, and I would go and meet up with him. And it really depended, the vibe of, like, because sometimes you just want to, like, sing for everybody to hear. Because you want to do your song.
Yes.
Yes.
And then the private rooms, you can test out New songs.
New songs.
Oh my god.
I prefer private rooms because then you can hype up your friends, but also because you can do mashups. Like when I'd karaoke a lot in my last year of university, I'd put on any song and then like my friends would mash it up with All Star.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
So stupid.
Oh my god. But I love, so Chris, you literally, your dream is to be a rock star on stage, honey.
I'd love
That's your passion.
I think it would have been fun. I was never good enough at music and or singing or anything like that to do it.
I don't think that's true. You're a very good singer.
Yeah, well, I feel like that's something people say about you.
Really? Well, that's fun. That's cool.
Okay.
They must have seen my karaoke at Monarch. Clumsy. I think that could have been a cool, you know, you dream of that. You think it could be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Every comedian wants to be like a singer.
Yeah. No, and then every singer wants to be a comedian. Like a John Mayer. John Mayer would rather be a comedian, I think.
Yeah. Because he has a lot of stuff to say.
Also, this is insider, real Hollywood insider tea, is that he hires comedians to write his tweets. Anyway,
that
allegedly
is spilled tea.
Tea.
You're spilling that tea.
Oh, yes, wow.
Spilled it all over everyone's little laps.
I mean, like,
today.
I'm sure Dave Chappelle tosses him a joke or two.
Oh, for sure.
They're best friends, I think, right?
Yeah. Isn't
I don't think they're like A-list comedians. They're like just, I don't know.
Like
LA comedians who just are like up and coming people who just like need to pay rent. I know. And I might have spoken to one of them about, anyway, this is all allegedly. This is all.
You are
allegedly
spilling the fucking
really
tea, bitch.
John Mayer, if you listen, I think you're so smart and funny. And of course you wrote those tweets. I don't. and I don't even find them hot anymore. But wait. Oh my God. I actually forgot what I was going
to
say.
I went to
I know.
A John Mayer Maroon 5 concert.
Shut up. Chris, that's the combo.
It's a very special concert. It was on February 14th.
Oh, beautiful. Oh. Okay.
And I went with my girlfriend at the time, and I was 18 years old.
Stakes are high.
And we hadn't said that we were boyfriend-girlfriend yet. Oh my God. So it was like, oh gosh. And we went over to Vancouver. It was an overnight trip from Victoria.
Oh,
so we're like, oh God. We had to stay in a hotel, but we were both too shy to just say, let's stay in one hotel. So we both got separate
Shut
hotel
your
rooms.
Fucking oh, mouth.
You guys are kids. Like, that's so
that is cute.
That is so precious.
We hadn't, neither of us had have done it yet.
Oh my God.
Sex.
We were a couple of virgins buying separate hotel rooms.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
This is very sweet.
This is so precious.
That is very precious.
Cut to me when I was like 16, absolutely go into a stranger's hotel room to get fucked.
Getting railed.
Grindr.
And like, that night is the night that I lost my virginity, and so did she.
Oh my God, so you didn't. So you weren't in separate rooms after all.
No. We left one like.
Which one was it? Hers or yours? Which one was it? Which one was it? Was it your room or hers?
It was my room.
Of course.
Her room was left open.
Okay.
Unsullied. This is her room was.
Who made the decision?
Who made the decision?
I can't. I think I said, come to my hotel room. And we have like, you know, there's beer here at mine. So we'll have beer. This was after.
We
were pre-drinking at my hotel room anyway, so we had like a we were already over there and then so we went to the concert and then we came back because that's where the alcohol was and that's where
the magic
happened. This is like this is CW drama level.
It is.
Christianity.
And we were both like, oh my gosh, Maroon 5, they're gonna be something. This was when they had the one hit. We're like, everyone was
calling
Maroon 5 a one-hit wonder at that point.
Oh, shit.
What was their one hit?
It was...
She Will Be Loved?
The first one...
Sunday morning is taking its toll on me.
Yeah, that one.
This Love, okay.
Goodbye.
I
I think so.
That song was
Songs About Jane. That was a great album.
Yeah, Songs About Jane. Maroon 5 big first hit. That's what I'm going to look up.
Okay. And the results are coming in.
And they're coming in. Yeah, it was that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Love it.
Great. Nice. Classic.
That is so, were you like, was this was this kind of like the, I mean, not the plan, but was it like, obviously like Chris, like you're 18, you're seeing Maroon 5, you're singing Hotel. Like, it's of course, February both 14. Of you. It's February 14.
That's incredibly romantic. Like it's this so was a romantic. Plan.
It was in the air. There was a feeling that it would happen. It was untalked about so much that we did, you know, we could have saved $100 and whatever, $70.
Yes.
But hotels aren't cheap, and we got two. Like they were just water. Cheap as water.
Cheap as water.
Just a bottle of Dasani. Yeah. Abba, we are so in sync. We just said Dasani.
Did you just say Dasani? Whoa.
I literally just said Dasani.
Hive mind.
Okay. Hive mind. And Chris has his mouth shattered on the floor. His jaws agape. But that is so. But no, I think it's so romantic that there was the room, the paid for room left behind, because like I just have this beautiful image. And if this was a movie, it would be cutting to you in both of your separate rooms, like alone. Yes, and then it would cut to one of the rooms at the end. It would be empty. And then the audience would know. We'd be like,
oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
That is beautiful.
We know what happened.
It's not gratuitous. Like, we're not going to see you two. It's not like, gratuitous. Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't get that shot of, like, no. The cliche shot of just, like, two legs underneath the
car. No, I hate that shot so much. And that's
it's
what.
Everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Or when they turn off, they kiss and then turn off the lights.
Yeah.
Boom.
Terrible. Yes, but an empty hotel room, that's
beautiful. Gorgeous.
Tasteful.
Because there's nothing tackier than legs intertwined. I'm like, I don't want to see your feet. That's far too intimate.
Yeah. No, and that's like not like nobody comes to sex for that. Like I can't wait till my shins clang with theirs. Like no one's signing up for that.
When I feel another person's legs on mine, I'm like, ew. Yeah. I don't like the feeling.
I haven't really taken much note of what my shins are doing, to be honest.
Yeah, and it
next
feel
time
right.
I'll really pay attention to that.
Yeah.
You should.
Oh, they do kind of go like. Oh, yeah.
They rub up. I don't like
it. We all become shin freaks after this.
Yeah. I don't like it if their shins are smaller than mine.
Oh, like a bone, kind of like a bony?
Yeah.
Kind
of like I'm like, bony, I'm hurting you. Oh, my God. Okay. TMI.
Oh, my God.
So,
I love that.
Do you still listen to Our Lady Peace, or is it kind of like a throwback when you are listening to that?
Really just a throwback. You'll toss it on like you know, on a dance party night, throw it on cuz it'll get a reaction from people. Cuz
you want everyone to feel like they're a fucking depraved maniac. You're having a dance party.
Yeah.
And Chris fucking puts on Superman is Dead.
Yeah.
Everyone's immediately like, okay, they're kind of singing along, but at this point it's like 3:30 a.m. Half the people have left. I'm very drunk and I'm on the couch and the room is
I should have put on 4 a.m.
God.
What was I thinking? That was a song.
I was looking around and I was like, I can't be here. This is the most horrible. And just imagine this, just four men just standing with drinks in their hands, kind of just singing together.
That,
it scared
okay.
me. It scared me. It was too much.
No. These Abba scared you. Oh, no. Okay. No, like, Abba, here's the thing. Even hearing that, visualizing that image, it scared me as well. But then I had a moment. I had a moment where I was like, these are like, we need these bands and we need these avenues for straight men to find each other.
Because
and
Chris
find
was having a great time.
It's I'm true. Sure you
yeah,
all had
Jordan
the best time.
And here he comes again. Yeah. We were really bonding. Yes. And singing.
Look at this.
Together.
That's so beautiful.
Look at this picture of Chris.
Oh yeah. That's pretty much what we all looked like all night.
Yeah. That is so sweet. That's actually very adorable.
Like, isn't this the most fucked up picture ever? Look at the tinsel on the floor. Like everyone
God.
Depraved.
And everyone's half lived in Halifax apartment. I'm obsessed. That is gorgeous.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah. That sums it all up.
God, what a time.
That is so funny. I really think that's beautiful, though. It's like, And Chris, like, some people would be scared to pull that move. Some people would think maybe it's too, you're putting yourself out there too much to play an Our Lady Peace song. But, like, it's truly what they needed at the time. And that's your superpower.
Just read the room and, you know, everybody needs old CanCon. Everybody needs this.
And then we had a song off. Like, I'd play one song on my speaker, and then Chris would have to play a song on his speaker, and the better song won. It was so stupid. It was so stupid. So and this entire episode is an indictment of our weirdo behavior.
What, but like, was it genre specific, this game, or was it like any song? That's like, fine.
I think
we
ended up choosing, like, okay, if you choose a song that has the best, like, beginning.
Yeah.
Then you're gonna win, like, really, like, a good drop right off the top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't pick a song that picks
like
up
a
at
starship,
the end.
Like a "We Built This City." Okay, and that's all you need, right? You just need that.
Like, this is the shit Chris was picking, and it was hurting me. Like, I was getting scared. Like, I wanted to go home.
Booking a flight back to Toronto.
Oh God, what other songs are gonna come up? Like, what is this guy's music taste? It's all, what decade are we in? Yeah.
Oh my God, that's a fun game too. To also just pick a song with the best beginning. That's fun.
Yeah.
Second City, if you're listening, I can sell you a new warm-up game.
Are you
just
listening?
Just picking songs?
Are you out there?
No, they're for sure there? Listening, I'm sure. Uh-huh.
So just bring it back. So you do not, you are, it's more of a throwback for you, Our Lady Peace. But, like, do you feel, because, like, do you feel like they're a part of you? Do you feel like they built you up in any sort of way? Or are you kind of like, oh, that's not me anymore? Or are there still parts of you that you're like, no, Our Lady Peace really is in my DNA?
I mean, it's just really in there. So whenever I hear one of those songs, I am like ripped back to grade 7. I know all the lyrics, and I still like, it's not like I'm like, oh, these songs suck. I like them.
Yeah. They're good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I revisit a band that I liked and I'll be like, oh, I don't like them anymore. I wish I just kept them as they were. But Our Lady Peace, I was doing some listening, and I wasn't a huge Our Lady Peace fanatic as a kid, but even listening to like Clumsy or Superman Is Dead, I was like, okay, these songs are exciting and fun. Like, I'm having a good time.
Well, it's like the kind of thing where, like, if you were to put on Paralyzer or I'll Keep Your Memory Vague, I would sing along, but I'd feel hollow at the end. There's like this thing. For me, it's like that era doesn't exist anymore. There's something very like... No. Kind of like bittersweet about it. You know, it comes on and I'm like, oh, I was in grade 7 walking home from school.
I will let you know when you're like looking for an Our Lady Peace song at a karaoke place that isn't like in Canada.
Yeah.
It's not really possible.
Yeah.
It didn't really cross the border as much as, for as big a band as they were for me, they didn't get to overseas. I was like,
overseas.
They didn't get to overseas. Yeah. I was in a karaoke bar in like, where was it? Where did we go? I want to say Venice. It wasn't Venice. Another place that begins with V.
Vienna.
Vienna. It was in Vienna.
Okay. Nice. Geography queen.
Okay.
Okay.
And I was just like, look, and it was interesting to see the songs that were in that karaoke playlist, because it wasn't a lot of, you'd flip through and be like, oh, this Canadian song, and not a lot of Canadian stuff in there at all.
Nickelback
though. Nickelback's there.
Nickelback, I'm not surprised. Everywhere there are.
I have to do my other go-to karaoke song, which is, you know, I'm not proud of it. It's Circle of Life. I like to sing it.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. No, that's a classic. Yeah. That's a classic. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah. That is beautiful.
Gorgeous song.
Yeah.
That is beautiful, but that exists at the perfect intersection of comedy, a comedy person doing karaoke.
Well,
you know what
I think
mean?
Comedy people wrecked that because it was such a joke to like sing the beginning of that thing.
Yeah.
And like just riff off on it. And you don't know the words.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's the joke.
I think it's a bit offensive. And it's just like,
yeah.
It's like, so that ruined it.
Yeah.
It ruins the Elton John version.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It just starts like, from the day we arrived on the planet. Like, we're getting right in there. Getting the baritone out. Really digging in.
Gorgeous voice. Chris, you are a vocalist.
Chris can sing. You're a vocalist. Sing.
You can sing.
Chris can sing. Like.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, he's never believed in himself until now.
I was going to say something. There was something really funny. Whatever. I don't know why I would do that.
I was going to say something really funny too, but I also forgot. But I will say, oh.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, no, I feel like we're ragging on Chris's music taste. Chris does have good music taste. You've shown me great songs. I just want to put that out.
Oh, yeah, but we were just like, now I was playing songs from a playlist on Spotify that I've made called like Running Jams.
God.
There's jams that I run to.
Oh, my God. Exercise music is where we really let our true selves
it's
be
free. It's true. My exercise music is like shit from the South from like 2002 to like 2007. Like a lot of like D4L and like old school Andre 3000.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like
for me, it's just MIA.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I want to feel like I'm fighting robots or something.
Yes. Yeah, that's good stuff too.
I'll just gravitate to a classic cliche 80s montage because it really does make you feel
you're like
good.
I'm in the movie. You're running up the steps
no matter what mood you're in. If Eye of the Tiger comes on, you're like, oh, well, this is the montage song, you still like, you get a little
it does
boost.
Something
you get a little boost from it.
Our brains have been chemically trained to respond to that song, and I'm going to say something. I started listening to Flock of Seagulls.
I ran. That's a great running song.
There's this other song. I literally was listening to it nonstop today. Everybody
have you just been listening casual or like for in preparation?
Just casual. I literally don't know how it happened and I don't think I'll ever know. Oh my God. Space Age Love Song. Great song. I'm addicted to it. Add it to your runnies, your walkie, whatever. It's your joggies. Playlist, Chris. It'll get you there. I listen to it and it makes me want to go for a bike ride. I know. And I need it because otherwise I'll just stay home all day.
I know. I am. Oh my God. I am. When I was in Halifax, I already was not exercising or doing anything really. I was just so tired.
But it was tough. It was tough to want to do anything else.
Yeah. Like, honestly.
When you have a second other than just like sit and stare at a wall or TV. Yeah,
I decided a lot of sitting and staring.
When the world opens back up again, I will take an exercise class, and I found a dance studio near my house that does a heels dance class, and it's like easy choreography that you learn to do in high heels.
Oh my God.
And it's like, I've seen, and it's just kind of like middle-aged women just kind of doing it, and I'm like, I can do, ABBA?
Yes. I've been wanting to do a class like that.
I'm like a dead, okay.
Yes. We're gonna do it. Oh my God, we're doing it.
And also just like, because
Chris, you're invited.
And what's so great is you could look at these classes on Instagram and you see their like accounts, and they'll do like end of like session performances, and it's like they're all wearing like cute little outfits and they're just like slaying at like Toxic by Britney Spears, and it's just, it looks like so much fun, and it's choreography that's like not like you're not gonna hurt yourself, but it's like you are moving your body, and it's like, oh, I just can't wait. It's so hot.
We gotta get out there. We gotta get back out there soon.
We gotta get back out there soon.
Give me a vaccine now.
Oh my God, we do. We need it.
I'm not gonna take it.
You're not. Yes, you are.
I am. Just kidding. Gotcha, everybody.
Well, if everybody else takes it, then I don't have to.
That's what I've been saying.
We're never getting our vaccines. The way this fucking rollout is working.
No, never.
I know. Canada's
This postal code thing is working out.
No.
Like, I don't even know. I'm like three big blocks away. You know, Dufferin is like the postal. And then I'm at Ossington. So that sucks that I could, you know, just so close.
Yeah.
So close. And then on top of that, it's like the postal codes that are included, it doesn't fucking matter anyways, because it's not like you can book an appointment. It's like if the clinic happens to be in your area, then maybe there's a possibility, maybe a chance perhaps.
Yeah. It's also the postal code thing is stupid because like population density doesn't like pay attention to numbers.
Exactly.
Or like, whatever. They're going to be like, Like, people live where they live. It's like they should be doing it. I don't know. It's stupid.
Stupid.
I hate living in the city.
It's definitely
I keep saying that out loud, I'm like, I can't keep saying that out loud.
Yeah. No, it's showing its ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a dirty butt.
All the great things about living here are kind of, you know, at least we have lots of parks, but even when you go to the park, you're like, this isn't a good park.
Exactly. Yeah. It's convenient. It's here. The police aren't around, so I can drink with my friends.
Yeah. Because
none of us have outdoor space. We're all renting.
Trinity is a fairly ugly park, I think.
I hate Trinity.
Like,
the grass isn't grown in.
Yeah. The only park I really like is Bickford, and that's kind of been ruined for the comedy community.
I love Bickford. I mean, yeah, Bickford is like, it's truly second comedy bar.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I'd run around there, and I had to stop running through there because it...
You just bump into all your colleagues.
Yeah, exactly. And you see you sweating, and then you have to do the, like, am I stopping and chatting? And
If you got earbuds in
and you're running, you don't... You have the greatest excuse.
Exactly. It's like, I didn't hear you.
I'm not stopping either. Mm-hmm. I'm not stopping my run.
No.
Actually, if you stop running when you're running fast, it's actually really bad for your cardiovascular health. So they're putting your life in danger by asking you to stop. They literally are trying to kill you. So you can use that as an excuse. It's true. I'll never forget. I used to do track and field in elementary school and middle school. I know. It's not really.
How tall are you?
Yeah.
I'm 5'11". I know, which I hate saying because it seems like kind of sad to say.
It's not.
Either just pick 5'10 or 6 feet.
No, you're
and move
tall.
On.
Are you
really?
5'11 is a real height.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's a real height. Were you sprinting? Or were you...
Oh my God, Abba, I did 100 meter dash and hurdles.
Because you're tall.
Long, gorgeous legs. I will say, at that age, I was like one of the I wasn't like the tallest in my year, but I was like taller than like
most of the boys.
Yeah, yeah, but then like I got to high school and I just kind of like
evened out.
I became normal. I became normal. I'll say it. 5'11 is normal. Anything other than that, you're either a tall freak or a small freak.
Well, I'm a small freak, but I'm 5'9". But I did high.
Oh, but that's hot. That's we love short.
I did high short jump and the 400. Meter.
Oh, nice. I never did sports because I have asthma.
Oh, jealous. I would have loved an excuse to not do sports. Actually, that's something I don't wish I had asthma. I'm sorry.
I'm lazy. I played volleyball. That's it.
Oh, volleyball is fun, though. I loved watching volleyball. That's like the one sports game it was like an arts high school. So like the sports wasn't that big at all.
Yeah.
But like volleyball, like I would go and get really into it. I would watch the ladies volleyball.
It's
and
a gay
like,
sport. The gays.
I'm like, and when someone get really into it and kind of jump, I'd be like, she's doing it.
I was really good at spiking. I'd always spike.
Yeah. But I'm picturing you like soar through the high and your hand go like, bam!
That sport was a great sport for repressed bitches. I've always called it the mean bitch sport. If you're a mean bitch, right. You should play volleyball.
Just spike hard serves. Yeah.
It's literally like Battleship, that game. Oh my god, I'm full of little pearls of wisdom.
You reacted to your own bit of wisdom? No one else reacted?
No one else reacted that way?
Not paying attention.
Oh, yeah, it is Battleship. It is.
If you say so.
Sure, yeah.
And then there's two sides.
Yeah.
And there's a line in the middle. And
it's a game. Yeah.
You're throwing... you're trying to blow somebody up on the other side.
Very kind of nautical, very kind of navy. Well, actually, there is a parallel between volleyball and kind of nautical. I don't know.
Beach volleyball.
Oh my God, honey, you are galaxy braining right now. You are the waves and waves.
It's because I finished my iced coffee.
Whenever you finish your iced coffee, you get on your next level. Speaking of next level, I would like to know, as we wrap up, Chris.
Yeah.
What would you like to see for Our Lady Peace? Like, in terms of their career, it can be any kind of project. It can be acting. It can be a fucking foot cream. Like, what do you want them to do before they break up or die?
Foot cream.
I would like to see a big comeback, a big splashy comeback. But I've heard that Rain Maida can be a little bit, you know, a bit of a meanie. He's a bit of a meanie.
Yeah.
So I would like him to be nice.
Yes. Of course.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Oh my god, I love
that's
that.
So sweet. Yeah,
yeah, I'd like him to have a really big, like, a concert on Valentine's Day, a really soft, nice concert. Him and Chantel, I think they're married. Chantel Kravyatsik, I think.
I don't know who that is.
Another famous Canadian content. I think she did like.
Sounds familiar.
Torn?
Sounds familiar.
No. Is that what? Who did Torn? Natalie Imbruglia did Torn.
She did.
Chantel Kravyatsik, singer songwriter. Here we go. We got the answers.
She had a hit song. This is really bothering me. It that name like, sounds so familiar.
Was it Fallen for You? No. It
get,
wasn't that.
I'm gonna get to you.
Was that a threat? No.
Was that a threat?
Shit. We're gonna think about this all day.
I'm sure
fuck.
This is a section you'll have to edit around, I'm sure.
No. Oh no, we like, fuck. No, we
love
this.
Oh yeah.
I think listeners love it. I think
okay,
they love
before
it.
This is from 2011. It's called Before You. I'm going to sing it along to
sing
it,
it
as
sing
it's
it.
Playing in my ear.
Okay. I love this.
I hope I can get through. Let me love you.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I'm going to stick to the chorus. Oh yeah, here we go. Here we go. Think it's kind of funny that you think you're with me. You think that you're changing and you try.
Yes.
And now I'm gonna get through the world.
Oh,
and now
yes.
I think I'll get through.
Yes.
And the
yes.
girl.
This sounds familiar.
Oh
this sounds
God, that was
familiar.
Beautiful.
That
this
was
is
gorgeous.
Like our most
thank
musical
you,
episode. Like we've had Chris singing. Like we've treated you like a little singing, like a little singing monkey today. I know, truly. I'm like, we literally have been like, sing for us, Chris.
Sing.
I'm like, I it was beautiful every time.
Oh my
I mean,
God.
That wasn't very, you should have heard what I heard. It was really good. What I was doing wasn't great at all.
Oh my God, Chris. Thanks so much for being on the podcast. It's been
so
much
thank
fun.
Thank you so much.
Oh, please. Thanks for having me on. This was
of
great.
Of course. No, thank you. And let us know where we can find you. And if you have anything else coming up, like where can we check that out at?
Just, I'm Chris Wilson. And then you can follow my podcast at TTID Podcast on Instagram. That's the only social media we've got for that podcast. So that's where you find
nice.
Us.
Nice.
Episodes every Wednesday.
Oh, beautiful.
Love that.
I love it. Please support Chris in the podcast. You can follow me at ABAQUANN on Instagram, one less N on Twitter. And please subscribe, rate, and comment on Nostalgic Podcast.
Yes, follow Nostalgic Pod at Instagram and Twitter at Nostalgic Pod. And you can follow me at JK Missing on Instagram, Ben Sosa Wright on Twitter and TikTok. Leave a 5-star rating and review when you're done listening. It is so gorgeous to us when you do that. We know every time, and you know what? We like right away, I'll text Ab and I'll be like, oh, like so and so left a 5-star review. I love them.
Yes. And then we have plans on who we're
gonna
date
do a party.
Based off of
oh, yeah.
the comment
we're gonna
section.
Date. Who we're gonna suck. Listen here.
No,
I'm gonna get right to the point. And I'm speaking for me only. But if you want a blowy from me, Ben Sosa Wright, leave a 5-star review. I'll give you a blowy. Okay?
No,
it's that simple. It's that simple. I'm
so
fed
funny.
Up.
If
I'm
you
fed
want
up. I'm not getting
off
from
Ben. Please comment on our podcast. Oh God. Oh well, I guess that's the perfect place to end.
Yes.
Perfect.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, I love.
Okay, so you've been listening to ABBA.
And you've been listening to Ben. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.